Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We go to Murray, Kentucky. Murray, Kentucky.
Come on, are you serious?
I swear to God.
You know what college is there?
Murray State.
That's right.
You know they're in the College World Series.
I'll be damned.
I mean, we were just talking. I did not know Miles on the store from, and I was like, oh, Murray State's in Kentucky. Murray.
A Kentucky man known by locals as Cowboy Cody was taken into custody after he allegedly released a raccoon into a crowded bar on Friday.
Cowboy Cody.
According to the authorities, 40-year-old Jonathan Mason of Murray, he was arrested after police say he released the raccoon in a bar, which resulted in one person being bitten. It gets more Kentuckian as this goes along, all right? So, police respond to the business 9:18 in the evening after receiving reports of a disturbance. So, they found Mason driving, and they initiated a traffic stop. But the suspect allegedly refused to roll his window down or exit the vehicle, which prompted officers to have to forcibly remove him from the car. Now, authorities later learned someone had been bitten by the raccoon and Mason had been previously warned to not enter the property. So he was taken to the jail. Mary Hafner is a bartender at the business. And she spoke to the New York Post, telling the publication that Mason had apparently trapped a raccoon earlier in the day on his farm and he'd been carrying it around with him in the back of his car.
That's the weird part.
She says, I'm a bartender, so you know I've seen crazy stuff in my time, but nothing like this. Hafner explained that Mason lives alone on a farm in the area, and he's been known to cause trouble at local bars in the past. She said Mason had already been drinking when he turned up at her bar that day, and he was banned due to a previous incident involving a mule. Hafner said that Mason had always liked her, so she attempted to convince him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, oh, I see how it is. They sent a pretty face out here to distract me.
Yes.
According to the New York Post, Mason allegedly turned to the bar moments later with the raccoon and released it into the establishment. It was more scared than anything, Hafner said, regarding the animal. Hafner told the New York Post that another employee attempted to apprehend the raccoon by grabbing its tail. He was bitten by the animal.
Bad idea, man.
So he had to go to the hospital and get a rabies shot. But Hafner, again from Kentucky, said she was able to corner the raccoon with a towel and throw it outside. Quote, I ain't no city slicker. I'm a Kentucky girl. I had no problem catching him. By the way, it was reported in December that Mason had been arrested after he turned up at Tap 216 already drinking and riding a mule into the bar. As soon as he got into the bar, he jumped off and started whipping a bullwhip at other patrons.
All right, the whip is a little much.
He was asked to leave, but refused. He was later arrested again. The woman said, more Mason becomes intoxicated, the worse his treatment of horses becomes.
Oh.
I don't know what that's all about either. Either way, our question, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Fog. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Boy, I can barely hear you guys.
Okay. You got us now, Fog?
Just go ahead.
Yeah, I got you. It's a tough song.
Okay.
What happened?
I'm an, I'm the effing old guy, and I act like it. Oh, growing up, they blah, blah, blah. I had candy for 5 cents. I remember when that building wasn't even there.
How old are you?
I remember listening to Leave It to Beaver 1980.
Well, how old are you?
59.
Okay. Yeah, that's about right.
Explains why you can't hear us.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you dumbass.
Got a hair on my head.
Okay.
Old ass man. Yeah. I try not to do that.
Oh, I find myself doing it.
But you can't help it. Because you have a memory of things being, where, I don't know, especially having kids. You know, they'll ask you for money for something. And even though they're buying the same thing I bought at that age, you cannot believe the cost. And that's what my son will hear. You know, he wants to get a Snickers bar. And it's like, how is this $2.75? Man, honest to God, it was 25 freaking concert tickets. Mm-hmm. He did not go, but he wanted to see, is it Tyler, the Creator, whoever's here a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, Kendrick was here.
Kendrick. All right, so we were thinking for a birthday gift, we might do this for the kid. So my wife, she's looking at all the ticket prices. She texted me. She was like, and we're a little bit closer to the show at this point. She's like, $600. I'm like, that's not a birthday gift.
No.
The first concert I went to, and I explained this to him, and I realized I just sound like an old man because I am. And he understood. He's like, dude, don't spend $600. And I said, the first concert I went to, Grandmommy and Pop-Pop, I had to fight with them for a week just to get the money to go see Kiss. How much was it? I said, $13.50. And he started dying to laughter. He's like, I got more than that in my wallet. I'm like, I know, right. But that's how much it cost back then.
Yes.
I will say, in people's defense now, one of the tough things is that inflation just keeps going up.
Yeah.
But salaries don't match inflation's rate.
Not even remote.
So I think people almost bitch about more money more nowadays than they used to.
Mm-hmm. You do. I mean, you look at the cost of anything based on your earnings, it's like it costs significantly more now, right? Even relative to your income. When did hidden fees begin, right? So I can go back and say my concert tickets were cheap, right? You can add inflation to that. It's still not $600. But I don't recall my parents bitching about quote-unquote hidden fees. Yeah. Like when I told them, hey, the ticket costs $13.50. They did not want to spend that, and trust me, they went back and forth. By the way, it was probably the best behaved week for my teenage years because I really, really, really wanted to go to the show.
Who was it?
It was Kiss. Oh. Right? First time I'm going to see him at Kiss. It's the band I grew up with, so $13.50. That is exactly what they paid. Because I feel like now, if I bought a $600 ticket for What's-His-Face, it would have cost $750.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the one difference I see now. That as a kid, I don't remember that being the case.
And
the
that
cost
convenience
was the cost.
Fee goes up with the price of the ticket as well, which I call BS on it. Like even if it's like software or whatever it is that you're using to do your tickets online, that convenience fee should be stagnant. Why in the hell does it keep going up and down with the price of the ticket?
Where else am I going to buy it?
Right.
Right.
It's like you force everybody to do everything online and through apps, and then go, there's a convenience fee. It's like, look, I'll walk down to the goddamn bank and get the money out, walk in and pay this.
I'll go to Will Call.
But you won't let me. Then you charge me a convenience fee.
Right. Jesus. It drives me abs. But again, my kids, all they know are convenience fees.
I ain't got a box to piss at.
Yeah. So the problem is when I bitch about convenience fees, my kids look at me like, how old are you? Everything has a convenience fee. I know everything has a convenience fee, but it never did before. That's why I'm mad.
I get excited to go to bed early.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, you know what, man? 10 o'clock, I'm cashing it in.
That's early?
Well, to me it is.
Oh, man. 8:30.
8:30? Well, depends on the day. I also have a fun time, old man thing. Like, I'm not a get-off-the-lawn guy. I'm a roll-down-the-window-and-scream-at-other-motors person.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
So I do that a lot. I mean, like, I cannot tell you how many people I've seen on their phone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This week. And I roll down the window when they're not, get off your phone. My other one is, please to God, stay in your lane.
For real.
I thumb them down.
Yeah.
Boo. Get off your phone. You suck. You know, sound like that guy. Like, who? What am I, the police? No, I'm just an old man pissed off in their car driving around. When people aren't paying attention, I get angry.
I'll even do it when I'm going back to my dad's place. You know, he still lives in Enumclaw, and so I'll go from Tacoma there, and I won't go up through Auburn. I'll take the back way through Bonnie Lake. And every time I go through there now, I feel like there's another freaking light that I got to stop at.
God,
and I end up sounding like the old man, like, I remember when this place had three freaking stoplights through here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help it. If it's more of an inconvenience to you or costs you more, you're going to bitch about it.
Right.
And then the thing that drives me nuts, especially with the kids, because they're all streaming in YouTube, right?
Sure.
So the idea of a commercial
absolutely
makes them lose their mind. And keep in mind, he'll watch something on YouTube. It's a 15-second ad. I don't know how YouTube does its algorithm because it cuts right in the middle of whatever he's watching. But still, he's like, oh, God. I'm like, the commercial's over before you're done bitching about it. And I would explain to him, man, seriously, like, me and your mom were growing up, you didn't have all these options, but you had to sit through a commercial break.
Right.
And it's just so...
That was your time to pee, grab a soda,
so
or
he'll
popcorn.
Retro-watch some shows that we grew up watching.
Yeah.
But if it's a show that's on live TV that he now likes, because he rarely watches anything live, when it goes to commercial break, he loses his freaking mind. And like anything, they're going to put a commercial break to create the cliffhanger, right? And that, why do they do that? I said, so that you sit through the commercial break.
It is funny, though.
That's so unfair. That's crap.
Even for him, though, you don't give it a second thought when it's sports.
No.
You just start singing, whopper, whopper.
One from the text. I'm an electrician, overweight white guy with facial hair. I have at least one DUI and at least one failed relationship. For some reason, I have to critique other people's work.
Yeah, we understand. We know what's going to happen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family.
Homes.com. We've done your homework.